Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We need your help to weigh in on this. If you had to choose the most important attribute for a partner between these three things, which one would you choose? You had to rank them as number one, two, and three. What would you put as number one? Intelligence, humor, or ambition? Obviously, all of them are extremely important. Which do you think is the most important? Intelligence, humor, or ambition? 314-531-9898. Really want your opinion on this, especially a female perspective, because Julia's off today. So I'm curious if there's a difference between what guys would rank as the most important out of those three, and then what a woman say is the most important. So if you're a woman, what do you think is most important for you? Intelligence, humor, or ambition? 314-531-9898. Alex?
For me, for number one, I'm back and forth between humor and intelligence.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to go with humor, intelligence, and then ambition.
That's really how I ranked mine as well.
Same ranking. Humor and so. Ambition last?
Yeah, because, you know, you can't hold like intelligence necessarily all the way against somebody. But if you don't have a sense of humor, then I don't really, not my vibe anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen me, so you know my wife needs that sense of humor.
Really?
Well, she wouldn't understand anything that Kevin said. You know, if she had no sense of humor, she would just think, this guy's not very intelligent.
I think I would. I had almost the reversal of you guys. I had ambition as number one for me. I just don't think if I had the same. My wife and I are very ambitious people. The same people are driven. If our drive for life was different, I just feel like we wouldn't align on so many other things. And then intelligence is super important to me to be able to hold a certain level of dialogue and how we look at life and how we have those conversations. And then humor, I think, is last because, well, I'm hilarious, so I don't need her to be funny.
Oh, wow.
No, we can't laugh. That was what his.
Exactly.
We cannot laugh.
I don't need to. I always joke around. My wife does make me laugh, but like no one would ever call my wife funny. Like that's not like we always joke around. Like she's not funny, but like also has these moments. And then she's like, "I'm funny." But my wife is like super intelligent, super ambitious. I think it's the most attractive thing. I think it's the sexiest thing ever. So I think ambition, intelligence, humor.
It's not a bad order either.
I don't think you could go wrong. These three things are important.
It's tough. Yeah. It's a tough call. Like I said, I like humor first because I think that laughter is the best medicine.
Yep.
I think laughter makes things easier, right?
Yeah, but she's got me, so I'm good on that, man. I bring enough humor to the table.
She's the serious one.
My wife is a little bit more serious. But we always are laughing together, and I do think that's been the key of, like, we've been together for, like, 18 years now, and the fact that we have so much fun together and we still laugh is probably what the key to a happy marriage is. But to me and a partner, I think I need her to be ambitious. Let's get a female's perspective. You can already see people are calling in about this, which I love. 314-531-9898. What do you have is the most important between intelligence, humor, and ambition?
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Well, good for you that we're commercial free on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie is out today, so we're looking for a female perspective on this at 314-531-9898. If you can rank three of the most important characteristics, I think, in a partner are intelligence, humor, and ambition. What would be your number one? It was interesting from a guy's perspective. Alex and Kevin were on the same page, and I actually had the reverse order. Kevin, you had ranked what now?
Humor, intelligence, and then ambition.
It's interesting because you said off the air that the reason you'd ranked that in a partner is, I think, was really telling that's what you felt like your order was.
Yeah, I feel that's kind of how I am. You know, I think that I really enjoy humor. I think that intelligence, and then I'm least of those ambitious. So it's kind of like, you know, really I should have a partner that's the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I need an ambitious partner, but at the same time, I want someone who kind of gets me.
Humor drives you.
Yes.
But I also think from an interesting from a guy's perspective that you ranked them on order of what you brought to the table, where I'm curious if women are going to be like, no, this is what I want from my partner.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how I ranked it. I didn't rank what I thought I brought to the table. I think if I were to rank what I bring to the table, it might be humor, then ambition, and then intelligence last. But I had ambition as number one for me.
Thinking that that's what Katie wants.
That's what Katie is, and that's what I find most attractive. So that's so interesting. Courtney from downtown, what did you have as your number one off those three?
Oh, ambition completely.
Okay, so you find that if a guy is ambitious, that's what's the most sexy.
Yeah. I mean, if he's, my boyfriend's super funny and he's so smart, but it's his ambition and his motivation that not only drives him to do like these awesome things, but it's driving me. So in my partner, I need him to, I like that motivation. I need someone to match me and he exceeds me. So
awesome.
I like that equal.
It's like you guys are pushing each other. So it's not like looking for someone like Kevin's like actually was looking for kind of like what matches well with him.
Yeah, mirror image,
right. But you're looking for someone who's like pushes you to be the best version of yourself, which I think is an interesting and different answer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call.
Explanation.
Amber from Farmington, you had a different number one though. What was your number one off of ambition, humor, and intelligence? What did you have as your number one?
Humor is my number one.
There you go.
How come?
Because I have a serious job and I need to be let loose and everything, have fun at home. I like to laugh and it just makes the whole household happy.
Us
so
too.
If I can't laugh with you, then I don't see any point.
It's a very serious job here that we have. So
I
agree.
It can be stressful.
Laughter is literally like
that helps the biggest escape.
Yes, I think so.
All right, great answer from Amber. Now Renee, you're calling from Crestwood. You had what as your number one out of ambition, intelligence, and humor?
Definitely ambition.
Okay, why?
I think all three are important, but I agree with Courtney. As a partner, I'm very motivated and I've always been ambitious, and I need a partner who's going to match up to me as well. And I need someone who's going to give as much as I do.
Wow. Have you felt like that's been an issue in past relationships, that guys can just tend to be lazy?
I definitely agree.
Wow.
I have a lot of experience with that, yeah.
A lot of people just getting away on just being a funny guy, but the funny guy is usually a lazy guy.
Man.
That's why ambition's number three on my list.
You know what's interesting is, let's go to Melissa from downtown. What did you have as your number one, Melissa, off ambition, intelligence, and humor?
Humor?
Humor. She knows, I mean.
Ambition and humor both tied. Intelligence wasn't that important.
I was going to say intelligence, I guess people are all thinking about it the same. It's like intelligence, it's there, but it's not really, it doesn't stand out to anybody because you can make up for that with ambition and with like having a little bit of humor.
Like you can be stupid and funny and we'll forgive you.
Yeah, you can't hold somebody's intelligence against them too much.
All right, that's awesome. Kevin, you did have the text that I think that made sense for intelligence.
Yeah, Kat from Baldwin says, intelligence, humor, and then ambition, because man, I get really annoyed when people are dumb.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We're commercial free still on 198 St. Louis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.